Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you awesome sounds coming there from Thabo Mafoane. I am loved. It's exactly 2 o'clock, time for your 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Tune in to God's Grace, radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Donnie McLachlan, I Call You Faithful. And before the I Call You Faithful there by Pastor Donnie McLachlan, gave you the sounds of Ambani Ramaru, Night and Day. It is 19 minutes just after 2. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You should have seen Tez dancing in the studio.
Yeah, with the two left feet.
Oh, no. I saw a star.
I tried. That song is amazing. Yeah. I say the music, I give it 10 over 10.
Oh my, you give it 10 over 10. What about us? What
about the presenter? No, amazing. Everything amazing. I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, my family. And that is Tez Lebanze Waka. All the way from Kenya, and today with us right here on Heart to Heart. And we have just been joined by Advocate Rufus Malachi in studio. Papa, how are you?
I am well, Sibongile. God is still good.
We are tackling some, and Tez says, I love these topics.
They are amazing.
I love these topics. So today we're talking about what goes into what do we call that? Counseling, a marriage counseling. Mm-hmm. Not a wedding counseling.
No, marriage.
Because we are so excited as though everything is going to end on the day of the wedding.
Yeah. There's life after.
Yes.
Ooh, there's life after.
Yeah, there is.
Actually, people mistake marriage for a wedding. And those are two different things.
It's not the same, huh?
It's not the same. The other one, it's just a celebration. It's there one day, gone. The other one is a
lifetime.
Yeah.
So this is very
serious. There's a difference.
Have you seen this advert on, I think it's not an advert, it's what people do on TikTok. And this woman is married to a gorilla. And then she wakes up in the middle of the night and the gorilla is like, and she freezes. And then she's like, oh, you married that.
Yes. Reality's checking.
Reality, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's unfortunate. As the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Ignorance is not bliss. A lot of things could be avoided. Divorce can be avoided.
Come on now.
GBV can be avoided. Spousal murders can be avoided only if we understand why it is important to prepare for marriage. And by saying that, I mean getting into premarital counseling. Marriage counseling is there because there are challenges, but certain issues that we meet in marriage counseling could have been avoided by parties having gone through premarital counseling. Divorces, up to 50%, I believe, could have been avoided if people had taken premarital counseling seriously. But people just get into something so important, so serious. And you tell them about counseling, they'll tell you a lot of stories. A man will tell you, especially an African man, men will tell you, I do not think another man should tell me how I should run my family. Pride that comes before a fall. You know that you do need counseling, but your pride tells you you know it all. Nobody knows it all. Especially these days, there are so many challenges.
Of course.
So you need to understand that, as Amos says, Amos 3:3, how can two
walk together
take a journey together unless they are in agreement.
Mm.
Marriage is taking a journey. And that journey begins there until you die.
Yeah.
You cannot want to take such a long journey with somebody that you don't know or somebody that you do not trust or somebody that you don't know their character. Is this person somebody who is loving? Mind you, love is not just a question of feelings. There is also the other part of love, which is compassion. You know, there are certain people who are not compassionate to their spouses.
Yeah.
Ouch.
They are not. Look at them when somebody is sick. It's their turn to go and gallivant all over the show. They have got no heart. To them, if you die, they are looking at what you leave behind. And then they just don't care. So it's very important to deal with these things through premarital counseling. So today, you said we are going to look into what are we going to talk about during the sessions.
Yes.
Because people get in there, you know, when people are in love, they they avoid serious issues. They don't talk about those things. They talk about the
funny enough, Muruti, it's not only those ones who are getting married for the first time who avoid. Even those who are marrying for the second time around, they still avoid talking about important issues in their marriage.
Is it because there's no time? You know, when you're in love, you're busy going for dates and everything. Is there a reason why people
And the butterflies are everywhere.
Actually, people avoid the very same things that they know are important because they are afraid somebody will run away.
Okay.
I always say, let somebody run away now. Rather than staying with you for 5 years, 10 years, and then they run away and leave you high and dry. Let them run away now. Talk about those uncomfortable matters. So that if this is a genuine guy or girl, they will stay with you knowing exactly who you are. People don't want to ask questions like, who are you really? I know the real you. People come up with fake makeup faces. Character-wise, they don't even want to talk about their history, where they come from.
They bring the best game.
They always put the best foot forward. So in counseling, because counseling means imparting wisdom. Counseling means teaching. Counseling means opening your eyes. For now. It means being able to see things that may happen in the future. Right now, so that you may decide whether you are going to continue with this thing or not. That's why this thing of people coming, they saying they are coming for counseling when they are left with 2 weeks to get married, it's not on. It's not counseling. We call it asking for tips.
Crash course.
It's crash course on marriage.
So there should be enough time.
There should be enough time for that. The moment you begin to consider that it seems like I might just want to get married to this person, that's the time to say, let's go for counseling.
And even before you're talking, we have the lobola, I'm sure.
Yes, the dowry.
Yes.
So even before that,
you
go for counseling.
We go for counseling because the thing is that you want to know, is this thing a blessing or is it a curse? That is covered with the nice things that I may not know. Don't I need a third eye to see whether I am deceiving myself or not? That's the reason for a counselor. That's why as a counselor, you're not there to make people feel good. You are there to make them uncomfortable. So that they can take real decisions.
Okay.
Yes. So you are going to talk about things that will show somebody whether they are about to get into a disaster or not. Mm. Counseling, the purpose of counseling is to stop a disaster before it happens.
So it's for their own good.
Yes, it's for their own good. Mm. So, you know that many divorces can be prevented by terminating courtship or dating, which is actually a non-starter. Because some of these things are not supposed to even take place. So you can prevent some of these things, but you cannot prevent. I know that marriage counseling can prevent divorce, but in most cases, when somebody has decided, I am divorcing, even if you give them the best counseling, it will not go into to stop them, because they've decided now. There have been a lot of things that have taken place already. So when you are a counselor, we must not ignore important questions. You must not ignore, even before you get to counseling, you must not ignore red flags and what we call deal breakers. You know what those are. They depend from one person to another as to what is it. Actually, when people are together, they must ask each other, what is that one thing that if I happen to be guilty of, will make it difficult for you or impossible for you to forgive me? Somebody must be able to answer that. Say, no, you know what? With me, once we are married, it's me and you. Once I can find out that there is a third party, I'm telling you, that will never fly. So you must know it from today. That is a deal breaker.
So that's a conversation for before you get into marriage.
Before you get into marriage.
It's already happening in you inside.
Exactly. And when we are counseling, during counseling, we ask that those questions. You, the bride to be, what is that important thing that you feel if this guy can be found guilty of, it will be a deal breaker. It doesn't matter. Your marriage will come to an end because of that thing. Because somebody must know in advance. You mustn't come up with some certain things when you are already married. So those deal breakers are going to be discussed. It's one of the things that will be discussed. You know, this thing of compatibility is not just a question of whether, you are an extrovert, you are an introvert, therefore you are a good match or not. No.
Opposites, we are going to attract.
No, it's not only that. It goes further than that, you know. So,
what is compatibility exactly? Because I think so many of us are not quite sure. Like you say, so many of us are like, introvert, extrovert.
Opposites, we like different things. Yeah. That compatibility?
Yes.
So what is it exactly?
Compatibility to whether you can, as Amos 3 says, can you be able to take a journey together?
Unless they agree.
Do you agree on most of the things of life? What is your worldview? Are you...
Well,
the most important one is spiritual. Yes.
Faith.
I know people, especially these days, they say, no, people are the same. All religions are the same. You know, it doesn't really matter. I'm telling you, you don't understand what marriage is. You don't understand what faith. Somebody's faith is everything.
Yeah. It is. It's
what you believe in.
Yes.
It's who you are.
Yes.
So if you are not serious about who you are, faith-wise, you can be carried by any wind or doctrine, and you don't mind, going with anybody who is going wherever, then you are in trouble. Because if you don't know where you're going, it means you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can fall into any ditch that might be there.
Okay.
So it's very important.
A family member writes in and says, so true. My husband had an affair for 6 months. We married for 21 years. I know him, the good and the bad and the ugly. But the new girl that he used to date, I think she's not compatible. I think compatriot. Don't cook. So true. We okay. No better now. it cost work and prayer a lot, and a lot of counseling.
Yes, counseling. Once again, marriage counseling is very important. But today I'm talking about even premarital. It's even more important than even marriage counseling, because there you are fighting fires already. Here it's fire prevention. You know, you are trying to prevent the fires that may arise.
But does it mean that you do premarital counseling when you're sure you're getting married to this person, because so that you don't do it with everybody you're dating?
The other time I spoke to Sibongile here, I said there's a different. Unfortunately, the terminology to these days, as time goes on, during our time, we don't even use the word dating. We use the word courtship.
Yes.
But today, because dating and courtship seem to be used interchangeably, but I still say that there are differences. The difference is that courtship, it's meant, number one, to get to know somebody because you intend getting married to them. And number two, it's only with one person. At a time. Unless you come to a stage where you say you are terminating the courtship, you cannot go on and have another courtship
with someone else. Sure.
But dating, it seems like, you can do it. It can
date six people. It's like trying different shades of lipstick.
It's trial and error.
And see which one suits you.
Which one looks nice.
Until you decide which one. And that is not godly.
It's not.
It's not according to what the Bible says. So you do it with somebody that you are considering you are going to get married to. And it should be that one person. You cannot be saying, I'm going to counseling with this one.
And then
if it doesn't seem to be working, I'm going with that other person. You don't do that in courtship. So you have to go to understand, who are you worshipping? Who is your God? Because that is the one who is going to give you guidance.
Yeah.
That's the one you must pray. You know, this thing these days is, I don't have to pray. I've got feelings for him. I've got feelings for her. It doesn't work. You must pray.
Yeah.
If you are a child of God,
what if the feelings disappear?
You must pray because you actually have the feelings.
Yes, the feelings are there. Of course, you don't marry somebody that you don't have any feelings for.
But they can disappear.
Yes, right? As time goes on, they can disappear. But that doesn't mean that because they disappeared,
then it's not the will of God.
No, it doesn't mean that one. There are challenges. I mean, if somebody made you angry, definitely you can feel like slapping him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that person is no longer your husband or your wife.
Sure.
As time goes on, you'll then realize, no, I was just angry. And then you come back together.
But when you pray, when you have feelings, will it not interfere with the prayer? You'll pray a certain way because you like them.
Exactly. Already. You know, they say people pray with their... With one eye open. And all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it should not
watch
be.
Watch and pray.
Yes.
Literally watch and pray.
Watching. Yeah. So it's very important, because when you are married to somebody with a different faith from you, this person will ultimately lead you to their God. You know, remember Solomon?
Solomon, with the many wives.
Yes.
Why? What made him to backslide from following God?
The wives.
Because he had foreign wives who were not worshipping his God.
Yes. They have the same faith.
So, if you are going to get married to somebody, you don't care whose faith they are. And then one day when the baby's sick, your baby, your newborn baby,
and they do
sick,
whatever.
What do they do?
They use their own.
Their mother, your mother-in-law will say, "In this family,
this is what we do
when a baby is sick. When a baby is having some irritation at the back of the neck, a red mark there." And the baby keeps on crying because this thing is irritating. They know already there's a certain gog or somewhere who knows how to deal with these things.
Yes.
We have to take the child there. And You can't say at that time, no, you, I don't do this.
Yeah, you were supposed to have said it before.
Exactly. Yeah. You know that to you, Jesus is the healer.
Yeah.
The child is being protected. They tell you, no, prayer doesn't work with some of these sicknesses. So that's a challenge already. So you must agree on some of those things. You can't just be going out with a guy you don't even want to know, even if he does go to church.
Mm.
Going to church
doesn't necessarily mean who tell us who you are.
No, when the chips are down, that's when we get to know.
I remember somebody who got married, she used to share, now that she was out, she used to share that the then husband would say to her, now you are married, so you stop praying, you stop going to church, you were there to look for a husband, here is your husband.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
No, they do that.
So you have to be sure.
You
even
have to, getting
even
married.
Serving, right?
Yes.
Because someone is serving in the church, in the ministry.
Stop it.
Doesn't mean that.
Mm. I don't have a wife who does that. Or a husband. No. Who, I didn't want to be married to a pastor.
Exactly. No, it's true. They'll tell you that. Because if you are, say you are a pastor, the Bible says you must submit.
Mm.
So if you are a pastor and I'm not, it means that you...
Yeah.
I'm the one who's going to submit to you. No, it cannot work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So these things must be discussed. Seriously so.
Mm. Okay.
And if you don't agree, then so be it.
Mm.
You call it quits right there. You have not offended anybody. You have not offended God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God did not say, thou shall not terminate a courtship.
All right. Let's take a break. I want us to take a break. So which ones did you cover quickly before we take a break?
We have covered the whole issue of looking at the red flags before making sure that you know what you are getting into, it's a blessing to you. It's
the
not a trap.
And
it's not a
compatibility.
It's not a curse. And then making sure that you have dealt with the deal breakers.
Uh-huh.
And then we've just spoken about what is important is spiritual compatibility.
Let's take a break. We're coming back.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit 657 AM was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian. We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Thunembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
We are Radio Pulpit and we are unashamedly Christian on this awesome, awesome Monday yet again. Give you the sounds of Sifiso Mbatha, Holy Dance. I think somebody was dancing to that one at home. And yes, my family, do remember that we are still open for you to can give towards Radio Pulpit. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit, Radio Pulpit has ever ministered unto you and gave you hope, guided your faith as well, brought you peace, you can give back. You can. It's a moment of giving back by also participating on our Visiothon 2024. And you can text the word GIVE to 37871 or alternatively, WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729. Do remember that your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities as well, and keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. Do remember, I'm not alone. I'm with a beautiful queen all the way from Kenya, talking about Tez Libanze Waka.
Oh, yes. And to remind you also, there's nothing too small to give. Mm-hmm. Remember, just mm-hmm. even 20 rand, 30 rand, if someone else brings, we can make it. And so yeah. we encourage you to give this afternoon an amazing conversation on premarital counseling. Singles, where you at? If you're engaged, if you're caught in this, is for you. I like the statement that you said. God did not say anywhere that thou shall not.
Oh my. Yeah, but it's true.
So it's okay if you go for premarital counseling and end up, no, I don't want to get married. That's okay. It's nothing wrong.
Definitely.
Yeah, a family member says, so true, my husband need a submissive wife, but he is not even a loyal husband or a good role model in the house. I pray every morning, but when we finish, he acts, okay, we pray every morning, I think, yes, but when we finish, he acts like a demon.
Oh.
That, and the person is like, oh. Sure. Yeah, so what do we say to that family member?
What can you say? But I don't think the attitude is also good. You can't call your spouse.
Yeah, that's the language.
That language is bad because it's like you don't see him as a person any longer. I think all you need is to please go for counseling. Mm. Marital counseling this time. Mm. Might not have gone for.
If one party doesn't want to go for counseling.
Sometimes you may go.
Can you go alone?
Yeah, you can go alone for your own sake so that you will be counseled as to what you should do with the situation and then how you can handle the situation. It's also possible, but it's always more effective.
There's something when the that I've learned. Together. There's something that I've learned over the years talking about marriage is that sometimes the person might be behaving in certain manners. But you find that it's not them that you are fighting. There's a spirit behind it.
The Bible says we do not fight against
flesh and blood.
If you're a Christian, you will understand that behind every negative behavior, one or another, there is some spiritual problem also involved. So it's not wrong to think
It is an attack.
Yes, it's an attack.
It is an attack. So you don't fight the person?
No, don't fight the person because you are not going to make things any better. Mm-hmm. It's the flesh. Mm. The flesh will just become worse. Mm. So, but if you target the spiritual force behind that, you'll be surprised as to how you're giving room to God to act. You deal with the... You deal with the spirit, and then you'll be surprised. One day, is this the very same person who was acting like that?
Mm. So I love what you said at the beginning. Also, when you said, "Please watch your tongue," because you get what you say.
Exactly.
So start speaking what you wanna
speak. Speak life.
Okay.
It's not nice because it's like when you are speaking life, in the face of negativity, it's like you are a hypocrite. It's like you do not acknowledge
keep it in. The issues.
No,
but keep it in.
You are just being. You are a spirit being, and you are dealing with a spirit being, that person. Mm. So speak positive. You will reap.
Okay.
The positive stuff. Thing.
Yes. Quick question before you proceed.
Yes.
If someone is listening this morning and they agree that premarital counseling is important,
yes.
Is it okay to just go to your married couple friends? Is it okay to just, I admire this couple, I admire the celebrities? Or is there a certain line or direction to go when it comes to premarital counseling? What would you advise?
I think, during our times when there were no people who called themselves counselors.
Mm.
But they were wise men and women, older wise men and women, whom you could look at and say, I admire that couple.
Mm.
And you go to them and you get the necessary counseling.
Mm.
Today, we even have more knowledge. We have people who have experience and also have studied. Where even pastors who have even gone further doing pastoral counseling, and they are also living role models, and you can see that this person will not, mislead me.
Yeah,
and you look at their lives, you can see they live what they are teaching.
Mm.
Those are the kind of people that I can recommend.
You go to, yes. Mm.
Not somebody will go and tell you something that is really unbiblical, because honestly, marriage is from God, and the biblical principles are applicable.
And stop going in for tips.
Yes, the tips, and people will just be going there trying to entertain you, telling you what you want to hear, and all that.
Looking at our time, it's so up. I thought we had more time, but it's up. So where are we going to curb it today, and what are we saying to the family as we are just summing it up?
Well, there were still a few things that were important. Like,
but we can still cover them coming next week?
Yes.
Because time is...
Like financial background, what kind of marriage, matrimonial regime you want to enter into, living arrangements, where are you going to live when you get married, are you going to live in your mother's house, are you working or not, and all those kind of things. So we'll deal with them next week, it's fine.
What do we say as we
finish here? I cannot overemphasize, brethren, that premarital counseling is not a luxury.
Come on.
It's very important if you want to marry for good, if you want to enjoy your marriage, if you want to make sure that you are not making a mistake by getting married to the person you're getting married to. And also to say, it's not a time to entertain each other when you are in courtship. It's time to show how serious you are. Ask each other difficult questions. And be honest in your answers. If your honesty is going to make the other person run away, let them run away now before it's too late.
All right.
That's why even at the altar when people are getting married, they even say, is there anyone... They still give you the opportunity. That's why you have seen in certain films where the bride ran away from the altar.
Yes, and it's okay, right?
It's okay.
Please say that.
That person is not getting divorced. They're just running away from a marriage which was not supposed to be.
Yes.
So that's what I can say today. Let's ask ourselves serious questions, even about ourselves, not the other person.
Okay.
Am I really the right person for this man or woman?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. premarital counseling, it's very, very important.
Mm. And that is Advocate Rufus Malachi. And even today we are unable to pray, but we are coming back next week. So we'll make sure that we pray for our marriages as well. Do remember that you can find him on the WhatsApp line 071-264-3860 during office hours. 071-264-3860. Papa, thank you so much. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you. Thank you for loving our marriages this way.
Thanks.
And for helping those who are still coming, you know, those single people to make it even when they go into their marriages. Informed. Thank you so much for that as well.
God bless your family.
Ah, Tez, we've come to the end.
I know time is gone.
But thank you so much for being present with us
thank
today
you.
And helping me to lead right here on Heart to Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Please pass our love and greetings to your family
yes.
and to the Kenyans.
Yes.
We love them.
Yes, and you need to come and visit.
Thank you. thanks that you're here and they're tuned in.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
Nairobi,
so
yes.
they should always tune
keep,
in to Radio
keep listening
Pulpit.
To Radio Pulpit
Please.
From Nairobi. As well.
thank you
for having
God
me. It's been such
you.
A joy. And thank you, Radio Pulpit. I pray that God will refresh you as you continue to refresh everybody else.
Ah, may He bless you. And I'm signing out. And yes, next up we have Germany, Johan Elson, something else. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of Naledi Shwe Shwe. River of Life. Love you. As we say hello, Germany, Johan Alps.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.